Now with our weekly update from USD 457, now with Roy Cessna. Roy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Dalton, for having us on. The summer school will be wrapping up this week for elementary through middle school students that received a summer school packet of information that was mailed back to them out in May. Now, students will be attending summer school at various buildings, and that they were last week, and they'll be doing it again this week. There's a number of elementary, and it goes through intermediate as well as the middle schools. The elementary schools that students will be attending are Abe Hubert, Ida Sharman, Florence Wilson, Gertrude Walker, and Victor Annelis Elementary Schools. And then they'll be attending also Bernadine Sitz as well as Charles Snow Stones Intermediate Centers, and then Kenneth Henderson and Horace Good Middle Schools. Again, that summer school session will be wrapping up this week. Also continuing this week is the Bookmobile program, also better known as BOB, which is Books on the Bus. It will continue the summer schedule at the various sites throughout the community Monday through Thursday. It'll continue through June, and then it'll take a break the first part of July and then go through the end of July. Again, the goal of BOB is to get books in students' hands and keep them reading to reduce that summer learning loss. Also, it helps to build those students' libraries at their homes as well. Also, the summer meals program will continue to provide free nutritious meals at various locations across the community. The meals are free for anyone age 18 and younger. While the meals are free for those 18 and younger, adults can purchase a meal for $4 if they would like to at any of those locations. Now, our curbside locations will need to have a mirror tag just to help facilitate and provide and get the meals provided to those students in an efficient manner. Also at the out-of-town locations as well. You can pick up those mirror tags if you haven't already done so at those locations. Just stop by any of the curbside or out-of-town locations and then pick that up. The big yellow flags you'll see at those areas will alert you to those locations. Coming up Thursday, there will be a Board of Education meeting at 5 o'clock at the Educational Support Center in the boardroom. These meetings in June, at the end of June, are really pretty short because they are just finishing up the fiscal year and doing the payables, so they take about 5 minutes, if that. So really short meetings this time of the year for the board members. On Saturday, I just wanted to mention that the Garden City High School cross-country team will be selling baked goods at the farmer's market from 7 until 11. That's helping them get ready for the start of their season at the beginning of the year. The proceeds go to help them buy meals after their meats are done during the season and everything. So again, stop by the farmer's market if you have time. That's in the Sequoia 9 movie theater parking lot. That's right across from the Educational Support Center and help support the cross-country team. I also want to congratulate the Garden City High School students that were on the AB Honor Roll. The high school recently announced the honor roll for the students and for the spring semester. And you can go to the website to find all of those students' names and also the information by going to www.gckschools.com.